Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In the late 1800s, the self-proclaimed poet of the Sierras, Joaquin Miller, was known for his colorful dress, restless travels, and flamboyant writing about the West. But like many artists, Miller struggled with his personal relationships with women. As a teenager in 1857, Miller traveled from a California mining camp to fight Indians with the Oregon Volunteers. He said an Indian woman treated his wounds when an arrow almost killed him near Klamath Lake. They got married and had a daughter. But Miller abandoned them to attend the Columbia College Law School in Eugene. He met fellow student Mary Pepio and dedicated several poems to her. She considered him her beau, but he left to take a job as a Pony Express rider in eastern Oregon. In 1862, near Port Orford, Oregon, Miller married fellow poet and writer Minnie Myrtle Dyer after a three-day courtship. They moved to San Francisco and then to eastern Oregon. After 8 years and a contentious divorce, Miller left Minnie and their three children and went to Europe for a year. The poet married for a third and final time in 1879 and stayed married until his death in 1913. Today's episode of As It was written by Amy Kucher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.